Hello, VI Talk people. Obviously it's going to have to be me replying about the fitness thing, but I just wanted to reply to, respond to, is it Ike Allen? I don't know, I can't remember your name. The gentleman who was asking about keep fit and what people like to do to keep fit. Really, I think it very much depends on a few things, really. It depends on how mobile you are, as in, you know, finding your way around. It depends on your budget, and it depends on, you know, what you're confident with. I personally do a bit of a mixture of gym, outdoor fitness, i.e. running, as well as at home. So I've got a step stool to do step ups, I've got a stepper, I've got some exercise weights, and I've obviously got obviously know things like sit ups and stuff. Although I often get so comfy once I get home that I don't really do much exercise at home, even though I claim I do and I do have a lot of equipment. So a lot of the times, I'll be very honest with you, exercising at home kind of falls by the wayside. I think it's more motivating for me to have either a gym to go to, because, heck, you go there for exercise, so once you're there, you exercise, whereas when you come home from work, you just kind of want to flop on the sofa and you don't really want to think about exercising, do you? But certainly the gym is a tricky place. You need to have a gym you can trust as a blind person, because many gyms do have only, they haven't got raised buttons anymore, and unless you kind of speak up and you have a gym that listens to you, that is happy to do some tactile markings, you're kind of screwed these days with the gym. As far as buying home equipment, I think that's a great idea. It's just about budget, isn't it? If you're on benefits, they're not just on, but it's not just money. It's do you have the space to really put one or two machines into your room? So I think what you do, as in regards to keeping fit, really depends on your budget, your room. Personally, I love being independent, so I love going to a gym and being able to use the equipment by myself. But until now, I wasn't able to do that. On the other hand, it can really motivate you if you go out with somebody. So say I've got a guide who comes down from Bristol to Cheltenham, which is about half an hour or more with the train. He comes every week, so obviously that'll keep me from cancelling him last minute, doesn't it? Because he's actually paying a train ticket and he's travelling down by train. So when it comes to 4:30, 5 o'clock, and I know he's coming at 6, then that will keep me from ringing him up and saying, turn around, you know, get the next train home, I don't want to do it. Because it motivates you, it gives you the necessary kick in the backside when you know, hey, someone's coming just for you, for an hour, doing an hour train travel on the whole to get to run with you. So actually, you better get your backside into gear and go out running. And I think, you know, it's about what motivates you. So I think it really depends on the personality, on whether you got friends, and what exercise you like doing. I mean, you can be shown a lot of exercise, but if you don't enjoy them, then you're not likely to do it. Oddly enough, I used to hate any kind of exercise, but now I love running, and so running is something you obviously can do on the treadmill as well as outside, so you get to do it in the gym as well. As long as you have something that you enjoy, then you can get back to it, whereas if you buy home equipment and you kind of get tired of it, then you have a big fat monstrosity in your room and you bug it because you don't want to use it. But you know, so it really is completely, it's relying on it's got a lot of factors to it, if you know what I mean. And it's try out what suits you, really. the other thing is I do love walking. So if you're quite confident with walking around in your area, then I think that's a quite healthy thing. So instead of getting the bus, I often get, you know, walk to town and stuff. I do that literally almost every day. So even that is exercise. It might not seem like much, but it's still, you know, 15, 20, 30, 40 minutes a day that you spend on your feet walking instead of, you know, getting the bus. So there's many ways, but you've got to kind of try and see what suits you. Because otherwise, as you say, you start a new regime and you get fed up with it and you just stop. You stop doing it. And the other thing is variety is the spice of life. And that's not just true because you might get bored, but it's also true because your body is a weird thing. It plateaus. It doesn't get fitter. Or if you keep doing the same routine week in and week out, it will just get used to it. And if you shake it up, that's when it kind of, you know, it's weird, but it just works more when you shake it up a bit. And I don't know, exercise more 1 week, a bit less the next, different muscle group, different days. It's good to have variety. It's good for mind and body. But yeah, you've got to find what works for you, and you've got to find something that's not like from 0 to 100, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know, say if you're not used to exercising at all, I wouldn't suggest doing 5 times a week. I would just say, I want to start twice a week because that's better than nothing. And then when you get used to the routine and you start to enjoy something, then you can improve. So if I tell you what my week looks like now, I've planned to go to the gym tomorrow, do a bit of tempo running, a bit of cycling, and maybe some arms exercises if I get a free weight or something like that. I have a run planned on Tuesday. I have a rest day on Wednesday. I'm hoping to find someone else to run with on Thursday. I've got another gym planned on Friday, and a swim in the gym planned on Sunday. So I try to do 4, 5, maybe 6 times a week exercise, because that's just what I need nowadays. Plus I'm training for a 10k, but that's a different story. So, but really, see, try out what works for you. That's what I would suggest. If you have any questions that you think I can answer, I'm happy to answer them. But I think, like I said, it really depends on where you live, who's around you, what's around you, and what you enjoy, and what your budget and your, you know, availability of room really is. One more last thing, as far as classes go, I've never had an exercise tape as such that describes things to you. So if you do know something like that, anybody, let me know. I have tried a Pilates class before, and that was quite good. If the exercise is quite slow paced, you can do it. But obviously, as a blind person, it's very tricky to just stand there and you try to listen to someone shouting over music, and they just kind of shout the names of the exercise to you and then demonstrate it in the front, and you try to, keep up. That's obviously very hard. I tried a spin class once, and even that was impossible with the music and stuff. And the music does pump you, but it does also drown out the instructor. So classes are a tricky thing, although my gym that I'm going to is thinking of how we can improve classes for blind people. So if I do hear anything about that, I'll let you know. Anyway, before this starts to get into a rumble, I hope that kind of helped. But at the end of the day, we can only tell you what we personally, and that's what you asked, I know, but I think it is really a personal thing. And it especially for people who are blind, it just depends on quite a few factors. Anyway, I hope you find what works for you, and be happy to talk to you about it again. Anybody else, feel free to butt in if you like, because I feel like I'm the only one yakking on about fitness, and I don't want to bore anybody. Anyway, I will talk to you soon.